Hello everyone, my name is Sidra Imtiaz and welcome to the first episode of Nature Sketcher. I love sketching, especially the sketch of nature, trees, mountains, landscape. It's been 3 years since I've been drawing these things. And before this, I didn't know anything about sketching or drawing something. Even I wasn't able to draw a simple diagram of anything. My sister was too good at drawing and sketching. And one day when she was drawing and I was sitting with her and watching her drawing, she said, "When I can make the drawings, why can't you?" And then she told me to start drawing slowly but surely. One day you will learn how to draw things. My sister is my true inspiration. I practice drawing daily, and within 3 months, I learned completely without any guidance and other classes. When it comes to the nature, the word nature is a commonly used word. This word can be used in a variety of contexts. The most important reference is plants, animals, wildlife, topography such as mountains, valleys, beaches, seas, and forests. There is a famous saying, "Plant seeds of happiness, hope, success, and love. It will come back to you in abundance." This is the law of nature. I love mostly mountains, forests, seas. I love to visit these places and capture the beauty of nature in my mind. Then draw the exact image in a creative way. The beauty of nature is the greatest blessing of Allah on us. And I think that anyone can draw creative images if they have a creative mind. And I love to draw mostly the creative images. So moving ahead to the nature, one of the nature things, wildlife. Here my message is simple, that to love and to conserve our wildlife. Our respect for the wildlife is partially based on the idea that humans are animals, such as wildlife. And we owe it to them to protect them, because we have developed in so many ways that they are destructive while in responding to these threats. Wildlife is also significant as a critical part of this planet's ecosystem that sustain human in its current developmental stage. Nature is precarious. We need to maintain that. And for aesthetic reason, much of the wildlife is loved, which is why we love programs like Animal Planet, so we can analyze the nature of wildlife. At the last, I would like to say that serve a purpose. Learn from animals, for they are there to teach you the way of life. There is a wealth of knowledge that is openly accessible in nature. Our ancestors knew this and embraced the nature cures found in the bosom of earth. Their classroom was nature. They studied the lessons to be learned from animals. Much of human behavior can be explained by watching the wild beasts around us. They are constantly teaching us the things about ourselves and the way of the universe, but most of the people are too blind to watch and listen these things. I think this is the true time to think about the wildlife and to be more careful about them and to be more protective about them. Thank you. Welcome to the second episode of Nature Sketcher. Today I'm going to be talking about the aesthetic of sky. When we feel stuck, look at the sky. The clouds remind us that everything is changing. The sky is everything that lies above the surface of the earth, including the atmosphere and the outer space. The atmosphere is sometimes called the celestial sphere in the field of astronomy. This is an imaginary sphere based on Earth, on which the sun, the stars, the planets, and the moon appears. The observers like us, we can only look these things from the Earth. And we can see only a small portion of the sky, which turns to be clouds, and or known as a sky cup, flatter during the day and night. Here's a beautiful quote. We all have bad days, but one thing is true. No cloud is so dark that the sun can't shine. Skies are one of the God's most beautiful creations and the source for eyes and the soul, a soothing player. Sky is one of the most wonderful and aesthetic creation. These clouds are floating in all my mind, and every time that when I look in the sky, I feel so relaxed and soothed. No longer to carry rain or storm, but to add colors to my sunset. Moving on to the next nature's beautiful aesthetic thing, that is moon. Moon is a feminine symbol and represents the rhythm of time as it embodies the cycle. The phases of the moon emblazon immediately and eternity. Enlightenment or reflect the inner knowledge. It also controls the tides, the rains, the water, and the season. It is the middle ground between the light of the sun and the darkness of the night, and thus often represent the realm between the conscious and the unconscious. In astrology, moon is the symbol of soul. Have you ever sit alone under this night sky or just looking at the moon? Well, I do, obviously. But why would not you? It's amazing. You get to express yourself without saying a single word. You get to be yourself in colors, patterns, and shapes. It is relaxing and joy to look at the stars and moon. They make me think, they make me wonder about the meanings and the purpose of human existence, wonder about the time size of infinite universe, wonder about the beauty of nature. Have you ever experienced rising full moon? A beauty beyond description, a crimson ball hanging in the dark roof, now blooming yellow. Yes, it's moon, twinkling stars shining in the silent serenity. My soul slowly sipping in the peace, emotions playing in the oceanic beauty. Veil left to ponder secrets told by moon. And no more words I can gather to let me rest in the wandering soul. Look at the night sky from all directions. The universe is sending you love, and to your eyes, certain packets of energy travel millions, billions of miles to be absorbed by your eyes, trying to tell you the story of what happened there long ago. The night sky is an overall mystery to contemplate human throne, and to when, where, how and why. According to me, the night sky is the most mysterious of all. We just stare at the night sky in the dark place, like alone, dreaming and thinking. At last, I will like to say that to me, I'm different. To me, I'm like moon, simply going through the different phases. And I just want to say that everyone is like the moon, simply going through different phases. And we all like moon. We all have a darker side. Welcome back to the third episode of Nature Sketcher. Today I'm going to be talking about the aesthetics of ocean. It's my favorite thing I think I've ever seen before. Oceanly, I find myself looking at it and forgetting about my duties. It seems big enough to hold everything that anyone might ever feel. There's a beautiful quote that she would be half a world away, floating in the turquoise sea, spinning with the moonlight to the flamenco guitar. I've been feeling really focused lately, and what I want to say today is about the sea. Sea have got so many shades: silver at the dawn, green at the noon, dark blue at the night. It looks almost red sometimes, or the color of the old queens would change. Sometimes the shadows of these things and the clouds are dragging through it, and patches of sunlight are touching the dawn everywhere, drag the white strings of girls like beads. And it seems so beautiful and mesmerizing when sky touches the sea. Beauty and the mystery of the ocean fills our life with wonders vast beyond the imagination. I love ocean and I'm thalassophile. The ocean is the heart of the planet. The ocean like our emotions, illustrations, and it also demonstrates the changing colors. Calm and alluring blue water and daunting us to put ourselves in a tow. While dark black waves are going to thrill us in a storm and make us mourn the loss of the nature, walk along the rocky seafront and stop the mountain peaks. Each one is a tiny landscape full of colorful ocean creatures, fish, shells, corals, and sponges. They change the mind with their diversity. Sea, sun, and sand, the three words of S that bring about the peace, meditation, exciting, stunning scenery, and great times to mind. The term ocean is connected for so many people with special, precious memories. It is often difficult to stop and calm down when you are caught in a hustle and bustle of the life. Instantly thinking of the seaside takes you to the place of calm and peacefulness, the place where you can rest up and revitalize your mind, body and soul. Yes, she is a thalassophile. One whose breath follows ocean, the blue heaven on earth, but never she visits the sea of fear, of course, for it may remind her why she has chosen pen and paper to draw these beautiful aesthetics. The ocean makes me feel very small and makes me put my whole life in perspective. Ponder on the seaside lighthouse's beautiful mystery, standing alone, high and powerful among the rolling waves. It brings joy and encouragement from faraway lands to seafarers. Be inspired by these portals as they brave and the strongest storms. I'm mostly attracted towards these type of things and to draw these kind of things. Yes, can't you cross the sea just by sitting down and staring at this water? The famous quote, "Life is better at seaside," may not be possible for most of us, but stop reflecting on the magic of the creatures in a chunk of rock pool and feeling of soft sand between your toes, or the endless storm of the waves. You will instantly calm and revitalize your soul, no matter how far from the ocean you are. Thank you.